Santa Rosa County would pay 22% and donate the land. Okaloosa County has agreed in that meeting. It hasn't been before their board, but they, I don't think it would have been brought up there if you didn't have support, to go to 30%. Walton County would be 13%, and the request to Escambia County is to fund 35% of the facility. Obviously, 50% of our cases annually come from Escambia County, so it would be a reduction overall in the cost share from that operating cost model. But it would be an increase from the equal split.
This is former Santa Rosa County Administrator Dan Schebler, as now the District 1 Medical Examiner Operations Manager. This is a project he's talking to the Escambia County Commission. And Commissioner Bender, the chairman of the commission, was kind of offended about the cost share offer from Walton County.
If that's the case, I would rather have the discussion that we've had where we work out a separate MOU with them, and I'd rather pay the 35% and then charge them for services, most likely at a higher rate than what they're already a part of with the MOU, because we are looking for a partner. And I don't think coming to the table when you equally need this facility as much as we all do and offering 13% is a partner.
So that not much of a partnership being offered. If there's four counties split at 25%, of course, Escambia has 50% of the deaths. So, you know, how to figure out the cost share here is part of the wrangle. And they brought this up yesterday in the Santa Rosa County Commission, Dan Schebler presenting there as well. So you had the former Santa Rosa County Administrator presenting to the Board of County Commissioners, including the current interim County Administrator, Devan Cook, who for the first time is joining us live on News Radio. Devan, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you. Before we get to the domes discussion, just a quick check. You've been in the job 2 months, I think, now, if I'm not mistaken. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going very well, I think.
And you have been at the county for 30 years? You've been here for a while, right?
40 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And you have done most everything. So welcome aboard to the county administrator position. What was the conversation like with your board and the cost share and the property that Santa Rosa is going to be offering here?
And our board did not get into any discussion on the cost share last night. They primarily talked about the land, and they committed to donate the necessary land for the facility. It's very early in the project. You know, we're not sure how much land will be needed. We're not sure what the cost will be. So our discussion primarily last night was just a commitment to donate the land if it is decided it'll be placed in Santa Rosa County.
Very good. And I know that's been part of the conversation, and it's part of the reason that Santa Rosa County is a little bit below the 22% in terms of the cost share there, is that the land is going to be there. Of course, you know, being at Sacred Heart is inconvenient for everybody to our east, and being in Santa Rosa County is more convenient for, you know, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa, and certainly for Walton, but less so for Escambia. So, and I think Dan didn't love giving an expectation, but I think he told the Escambia Commission is going to be maybe in the $20 million range. Is that also your expectation, is somewhere in that vicinity maybe?
That is the amount that he has told me that he thought might be a cost for this facility.
And it's just, you know, a medical examiner's facility is not easy to build. It has a lot of technical elements, you know, very advanced things that are in it. And so, you know, you would think, well, how much is it to build a morgue? Well, it's more than that. You know, it's a lot more than that. You guys also took up redistricting yesterday. Now, my prediction had been, despite the offer of moving Holly up into District 2, Milton, my prediction had been that the board would settle on keep it the way it is, we're within the tolerances, do nothing, that's the best option. How would the conversation go? Did they decide anything yesterday?
Hey, he did decide to leave the districts as they are. They, you know, discussed all the options, and that decision was based on several things. One is the Eglin Air Force Base, you know, that property being between Holly and District 2 and a pretty significant separation. But the primary discussion was what, you know, is referred to in some of the documents as fabric of the community.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the considerations. And, you know, the discussion was they felt like Holly had been part of the Navarre area. They were, you know, a community and did not want to split up that community.
Yeah, and that makes total sense to me. In fact, I remember first seeing the proposed map thinking, oh, yeah, that perfect solution. And then I looked at the geography more of it and I thought, oh, no, terrible idea. This doesn't work at all. The one mitigating factor is that in Santa Rosa, the commissioners are elected at large, and so everybody represents everybody, which is a little different than in Escambia County and kind of mitigates against the problems caused by splitting up communities. Did they talk at all about the future, given that we expect South End growth in 4 and 5 to be high, which means that the next time around in 10 years, you're almost certainly going to have to carve something out of the South End and put it up in the North? Did they talk about that at all?
That was part of the conversation. They discussed, you know, they don't think the map in 10 years is going to look anything like the map as we're seeing it now because of the growth. And actually, we're experiencing a lot of growth in the central to northern part of the county as well. So that was something that they're conscious of and discussed in the meeting and you know, the future will tell us, but I will tell you that there is an option. I don't know that it would ever happen, but it was discussed that there is an option if necessary to look at the districts in any odd year when it's not an election year. So things might need to be reviewed and changed before 2030 or 2031.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. The same conversation is happening in Escambia where, you know, we've got so much growth, right, in both counties. What do we do now and how might that be different in 2 years? And might we need to come back and do this again in 2 or 4 years, which in Santa Rosa, if you keep it the same, is not such an issue. In Escambia, if you shift districts around now and then shift them again in 2 years, that's a problem, you know, I think. But, you know, it's a little different situation in Santa Rosa. Hey, we're talking to Devan Cook. He is the interim county administrator in Santa Rosa County. I think one of the other things that y'all talked about last night that people would be the most interested in, obviously, traffic management, infrastructure, and improving throughput of traffic is a big deal. This Woodbine Road project, 5 points at the north end and Highway 90 at the south end. I think we took maybe another step last night, or you did a little bit more. You know, where are we at in this project?
Well, we've issued some additional task orders to the engineering firm that was awarded the contract to work on this project. And at this point in time, they're looking at the project as a whole, but they're trying to focus on the choke points, which are 5 points and Highway 90. And they're already doing traffic counts, traffic studies. They're looking at the signal timing, and that work is actually already underway. People will probably see, you know, traffic counters put in.
Those are the little black lines that run across the road.
That's correct, because that's going to help us to determine, you know, how we try to fix those choke points as best we can until, you know, the whole project can be completed. Not going to make it, it's not going to solve the problems, but we hope we can get some relief because, of course, that's the biggest issue right now is when they get to one of those signals and they are stuck without being able to move.
Right, and I know people who hear this they're very excited and yet also, oh, we know what construction looks like. Speaking of which, is Highway 98 on the south end, is it actually under construction? It was supposed to, I thought, start this week, and that's supposed to last a while, but has FDOT actually started doing anything on Highway 98, do you know?
I'm not sure on Highway 98. I know that actually came up in the meeting last night briefly that it's my understanding DOT has let a contract for 4.2 miles mm-hmm. of Highway 98 to be approved. So, you know, I'm not sure what their timetable is, but that was my understanding from some of the discussion last night.
Yeah, and I know for the folks who lived through the Avalon Boulevard reconstruction, they're thinking, oh, God, no, not again. But, you know, look at it now and how happy it is now. So just think future times, right? Hey, Devan Cook, last quick thing is I think you guys also did some work on flood grants for people who've been affected by water flooding. Is that right?
Yes, we have, you know, flood grant cycles that come through from the federal government, and we were able to get a opportunity to apply for several grants to help citizens whose homes had flooded repetitively. So our grants department is working with those individuals, and we're hoping to possibly get them some relief.
Well, I mean, I know those folks are just cheering. Anything to help them if they're getting that repetitive flooding relief. I'm sure they're going to appreciate that. Devan Cook, he is the Interim County Administrator for Santa Rosa County. First time coming on the Pensacola Morning News. Devan, great to have you again. Welcome aboard to the position. We're looking forward to great things. I've only ever heard great things about you, and I know in talking with you a little bit this morning I think my confidence is well placed. So thanks for the time. Thanks for the work, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
You bet. 6:49 on News.